So we're just walking and doing Bible study here. 2 Thessalonians 1. The Bible talks about the end times. The Bible says Jesus is not coming back as a little baby in a manger. He's not coming back as the long-haired, blue-eyed hippie. Jesus is coming back in flaming fire. 2 Thessalonians 7, 8, and 9. To destroy all those that don't know God and don't obey the gospel. That's what Jesus is coming back to do. He's going to destroy those that don't know the gospel and don't obey. They don't know God and they don't obey the gospel, it says. When you're born again by the gospel, your desire is obedience. Hebrews 5:9 says, Christ made the way of eternal life for those who obey him. Are you obeying Jesus Christ? Or are you living a worldly, prideful life that's going to lead to the wrath of God, neighbor? Are you leading a rebellious life that's going to set you into Satan's kingdom versus the kingdom of God? This idea that God is unconditional, it's a lie. This idea that God is all love and not judgment and wrath, it's a lie. God is going to come in fire and judgment at the end of times, and he's going to purge for himself a peculiar holy people. Read the Bible, neighbor. See God's word is true. Test it for yourself. Jesus is coming in flaming fire, and very few are going to escape the wrath of God. He doesn't want your Sunday corrupt church service. God wants holiness and righteousness, obedience to his word. The fire is going to purge all of that out, neighbor. Turn and seek while there's time.